Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Max, thanks.
Max, you have anything to do with the music? This you? It is? Max?
Yeah,
joins the show
Max
and figures
always
he can
takes
just,
care of me, man.
He can just take over the music and play whatever he wants. Oh, that was Springsteen. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
never mind.
Absolutely.
Never mind. I got it now.
Yes. Absolutely. Thunder Road. in case you're scoring along.
Yeah, give us a call if you saw that movie last night, too. We'd love to hear your review of Blinded by the Light.
Yeah. I wasn't blinded by it, but it was good to be in it. So it was fine.
All right.
Not a bad way to spend a little time. So it was all good. All right. So Major League Baseball out with its schedule, NBA out with its schedule. We wonder about Major League Baseball a little bit, even through a place of love. But man, the NBA, on the other hand of the equation, just really seems to get it. They set up games that are going to be fantastic on Christmas Day that we look forward to. They set up games for openers that are always going to be that are going to have good storylines, and
it seemed to me like, Bruce, recognize that most of the stars are on the West Coast, so they're actually going to back up the game times, not all of them, but some 30 minutes. So East Coast people can stay up and watch the West Coast stars.
Yeah.
So for all the stuff that Major League Baseball doesn't seem to get, the NBA totally gets. And the Lakers will be on national TV 31 times. Sure, that's not an accident either.
Yeah.
ESPN, ABC, or TNT, it's the second straight season the Lakers will have the most nationally televised games.
Which is fine, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand it.
Yeah, I know. That's
I understand it, but
get NBA TV if you want to watch the Hawks, man.
That's just the way it is. Right. That's right. You just got to go find it. The problem is that I like those guys. I like, you know, Kenny and Charles and Shaq and
Ernie
and that whole crew, and so I don't want to have to watch, you know, have it be around the Lakers all the time.
Yeah,
that's my deal. But whatever.
Yeah, let's see here. Kawhi Leonard will make his return to Toronto on December 11th. Of course, that game will be on ESPN. On November 27th, ESPN will have two returns, Kyrie Irving to the Celtics and Anthony Davis at the Pelicans. I didn't realize this. Of course, Kevin Durant wouldn't surprise you, but according to Elias, the most points scored in a player's first game versus his former team is 39 by KD against the Thunder in 2016. Stephon Marbury did it against the T-Wolves, and Danny Ainge scored 39 points against the Celtics in 1989, presumably with the Suns, right?
Right.
I didn't know Ainge had 39 in him, but he did, I guess.
No, I guess.
And then LeBron, back in 2010 against the Cavaliers, scored 38 against them. And here's another part of what the NBA seemingly continues to get. I don't want to just bash Major League Baseball, but there are an average of 12.4 back-to-back games scheduled per team, which is the fewest ever in the in an 82 game schedule season, which began 51 years ago.
That's interesting.
The previous low was 13.3 back-to-backers. So it's gone from this year 12.4, last year 13.3, previous year 14.4, all the way up to 19.3 back in 14-15. So they are at least making it more palatable for a team to run its stars out there more consistently because there are fewer back-to-back nights where a team has games. The Hawks and Cavaliers have the most with 14.
Well,
tough noogies.
Okay.
Atlanta and Cleveland.
It sucks to be Atlanta and Cleveland. So,
and the Lakers, well, of course, get the
like
most.
Like I said, I think the NBA TV does a great games. Job.
Lakers have 31, as I mentioned, national TV games. Mm-hmm. Then the Warriors have 30. Rockets, Clippers, Celtics with the next most. Which, again, that makes the most sense. That's where the stars are.
Yes, and it's going to be interesting to see. There are two teams in the West that are intriguing and have very low star appeal. San Antonio and Denver. That can be, depending on your perspective, relatively competitive in the West. Maybe Denver a little bit more so than San Antonio. And I guess if you consider DeRozan to be a star, I mean, is he any more of a star than Nikola Jokic right now?
Probably less so.
Yeah, I would think so. And I don't think that Nikola Jokic has elevated himself quite to total stardom yet.
I don't know. He's
part of
close.
It is he's Serbian. Part of it that he plays in Denver. His game is good enough to be a star. I think people are getting there. But you've got two teams, at least in the West, that don't – or three, really. Well, two. Because I would argue that Portland does have two stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think in Lillard and McCollum, you've got two guys that are bona fide stars in this league. So, yeah, Denver and San Antonio, but very good teams. You've got eight pretty, really good teams that could kind of be in just about anybody's order. Maybe nine in the West.
It's kind of funny that the Lakers, Clippers, Pelicans, and Raptors – each have 95 days of rest during the regular season, most in the NBA.
Hmm.
And for the, again, to in relationship to protecting the players, kind of, for a third straight season, there will be no 4 games and 5-night stretches for any team and no 8 games in 12-night stretches for a second consecutive season. So they're, again, slowly but surely kind of figuring it out. Protecting their stars.
How good of commissioner is Adam Silver?
Pretty good, I think. Maybe the best.
Might be the best in the game. Mm-hmm. Might be the best in all of sports.
All 30 teams will have at least one nationally televised game, too. However, eight will have only one. How many of those eight can you guess that only get one?
Cleveland, Atlanta.
One. Oh, no. Hawks must have more than one. But Cleveland is correct.
Sacramento, Phoenix.
Correct.
Minnesota?
Yep.
Who else would be on that list?
One, two, three, four more. One might surprise you. One surprised me. The Bulls are only nationally televised once. I mean, they're no good, but they're also in Chicago.
No.
But and then the Hornets, Wizards, and Magic only have exactly one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, some rookie debuts to look forward to in the NBA. Zion Williamson, opening night against the Raptors. Williamson slated to face R.J. Barrett January the 10th. That'll be a New Orleans and the Knicks matchup. Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett, December 17th, Atlanta versus New York. Ja Morant, second overall pick, will play Zion and the Pelicans four times this upcoming season, but none until January the 20th, so we're going to have to wait for Zion and Ja Morant. Cam Reddish and Zion, not till March. R.J. Barrett at Zion's New Orleans Pelicans, not until March 27th. Top five games, according to Vivid Seats, the top two are the Clippers and the Lakers.
Well,
one's opening day, and right. The other one's on Christmas. No surprise there.
None. That's fun.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's going to get force-fed, and maybe those outside of that market get sick of it, but it's pretty intriguing. You've got four monsters all, and I'm talking about players, all in one city, playing on two teams that are the odds-on favorite in the West. Oh, and by the way, you still have the Warriors up the coast a bit.
Yep.
Who will still be very much a factor in things. I mean, isn't it just like, how smart is it to sleep on the Warriors?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say how thrilled is Steve Kerr that nobody's talking about the Warriors.
Oh, my God. He's got it. That will be perfect for him.
Mm-hmm. Finally, a legit chip to place on your shoulder to try to get those guys to, not that they needed it, but to get those guys to play like, hey, nobody's respecting us.
Right.
I mean, they're practically a dynasty, and they needed to create things to get mad about, you know, because they were killing everybody all those years. Well, now
which makes them more interesting.
Now it's real. Lakers, Clippers, Rockets, all way more pub than those guys are getting.
No question. So I think it's going to be fascinating. I'm looking forward to it. And in the meantime, we've got the World Cup to watch. Have you ever seen, and we've talked about this, but have you ever seen a team that so many players didn't want to play for than Team USA? I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's
incredible.
It's a little alarming. In addition to being incredible, I'm sure a handful of the reasons are legit injuries, but I bet not many.
Now, if it was an Olympic year, I'll bet you it would be a little bit different. It's not. It's the World Cup. How much that really means to, well, how much that really means to guys is pretty self-evident.
Yeah.
By, you know, I mean, with all due respect, Mason Plumlee.
Oh, boy.
Is on the national team. Mason Plumlee is a guy that comes off the bench in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Derek White.
I didn't know who Derek White played for before yesterday.
Well, he plays for, as you know now, the San Antonio Spurs, who, of course, are coached by Greg Popovich, who, of course, is coaching Team USA. But he's got a chance to make that team. They got one more cut. And I think they got to lop two guys off. He may not make it, but he's training. He advanced from the select team, which has such luminaries like Torrey Craig.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to go look him up. Wait a minute. Torrey Craig is part of Team USA? Exactly.
Joe Harris.
Right.
Kidding me?
So
Miles Turner.
Exactly. So guys are by their, and I get it, it's a long season. Mm-hmm. It's such a long season, and especially these guys that play deep into the playoffs, that's a lot of tread off the tire.
Yep.
And I get it. Did you see that the Serbians start five NBA proven high-level NBA players? The Serbs are the team that the United States beat to win the Olympic, I believe, to win the Olympic gold medal in 2016. And I think are ranked second in the world right now.
So are they
going to
paddle our butt?
Well, their coach, I read this last weekend, and I was paying attention to this because Jokic, Nikola Jokic, plays for the Serbian team. and they were playing in an exhibition against Lithuania and barely beat them. But afterwards, someone was asked about the likelihood of meeting up with Team USA during the World Cup. And their coach, and his name escapes me right now, but the head of the Serbian basketball effort said, well, may God help them. And he was dead serious because he likes his team. And I thought to myself, now that is what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Good. Good for him. Good for him for feeling that. I mean, I think that in international basketball right now, I think that there's a feeling that the United States competitively has never been more vulnerable. And quite frankly, who could argue it?
I can't imagine you could put up much of a legitimate argument. Not when Jaylen Brown and Mason Plumlee are.
Yeah, I mean, and these guys are NBA players, but still, come on. I'll take the field.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the field. So, anyway. Let's get to our Twitter question. It's coming up. 9:40 in the a.m. on this Tuesday, August 13th. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.